Gerard, what did you learn from your first experience that maybe might help you this week?
That it gets loud in there. It gets loud, and sometimes the fans, they cheer at the wrong moments, but at the same time, you know, it's always good to hear them scream the entire game.
After losing to two NFC West teams this year, what do you prepare to make the difference?
Well, obviously, just to go out there and execute. You know, we have to go out there and execute our game plan. We lost three games by 4 points, so it's not like we're getting blown out. We just have to go out there and finish games.
Did you get any sleep on the flight, Gerard?
Yeah, I got a little bit of sleep on the flight. You know, I wanted to get here and be rested so I'd be able to talk to you guys.
What do you remember about the playing surface at Wembley? And because I know you guys aren't going over there for any walkthroughs or anything before the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. You know, you just have to make sure you play with your feet under you.
Gerard, Tom called this a critical game, considering that you got the bye week and then two home games after this. And you look at this as an opportunity for you guys, a stretch where you can put things together.
It is very critical. You know, we always talk about stringing them together, you know, and this is a time where you have to start stringing wins together. And, you know, we haven't fared too well against the NFC West team, so hopefully we can get this one.
Next year there's going to be two games at Wembley. Do you see this building towards there maybe even being a full-time NFL franchise in the UK? Do you think that's something that could work?
I mean, I think it could. You know, the fans here are great. They make a lot of noise, and they seem excited, you know, about American football.
What have you learned from the first time around? Can you come back the second time?
Just the atmosphere, you know, it's loud in there. You know, the fans go crazy. They enjoy the sport. So you have to be ready for them to cheer on both sides of the ball. You know, noise will be an issue on both sides. You know, they won't be quiet no matter whose offense is on the field. So you have to be out there and be ready to communicate.
Do you like playing over here?
I do. You know, it's always great to come over here and play. You know, I feel like this is a home game for us. You know, like I said earlier, this is old England, and it's cheering for New England. So it's a good time.
How long does it take you personally to get adjusted to the time difference on these longs?
I'm adjusted right now. I'm ready to go. You know, as soon as the sun comes out, I feel good. Do my eyes look a little lower?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. You know, I try to get a couple hours on the plane, but you know how that is.
You're not going to get much of a chance to do any sightseeing this time, are you? Did you do that last time?
I did a little bit of sightseeing last time, you know, but this time we're not out here as long, and it's definitely a business trip, and we want to come out here and win this game.